On January 27, 1967, tragedy struck the Apollo 1 mission when a ash fire occurred in the command module during a routine launch pad test. Three astronauts died in this accident. But what really caused the incident? A lack of imagination by all involved. There are many conventional techniques to promote creativity and insight, and researchers are studying a thirst for knowledge. It must also be pointed out that evolutionary computation is highly creative, under some conditions more so than people. But my sense is that we have a long way to go before CI creativity and imagination can be applied alone to safety analysis in an effective and practical sense. On April 13, 1970, 5.5 minutes after liftoff, Apollo 13 astronauts felt a little vibration. At 55 hours, 55 minutes into the mission and 200,000 miles from Earth, oxygen tank number 2 blew up, causing the number 1 tank to also fail. After implementation of an ingenious series of measures, the astronauts were returned safely to Earth. The cause of the incident was traced back to 1965, 5 years before the mission. The command module had undergone many improvements that include raising the permissible voltage to the heaters in the oxygen tanks from 28 to 65 volts. Unfortunately, the thermostatic switches on these heaters weren't modified to suit the change. I'm not sure how much more value CI has to offer to standard change management techniques, perhaps other than as a backup to flag missing actions. The Space Shuttle Challenger disaster occurred on January 28, 1986, when it broke apart 73 seconds into its flight, leading to the deaths of its 7 crew members. Findings showed multiple contributors to the accident, with many indications having occurred in previous space shuttle flights. Best known is the O-ring problem. Of 21 launches with ambient temperatures of 61 degrees Fahrenheit or greater, only 4 showed signs of O-ring thermal distress, i.e. erosion or blow-by and soot. Each of the launches below 61 degrees Fahrenheit resulted in 1 or more O-rings showing signs of thermal distress. Lesser known is that the diameters of the 2 solid rocket motor segments had grown as a result of prior use, leading to significant out-of-round conditions between the 2 segments. Again, classical maintenance analysis should be sufficient to bring up this situation. Perhaps because the situation was being closely followed and hadn't become a problem, had everybody become blind to the developing problem? Could CI approaches help to keep critical trends in view so that they can be addressed? Or is that not any different than what NASA already had in place?